Title: Connecticut Governor Signs Healthcare Legislation to Reduce Costs and Increase Competition. Content: Today, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont signed into law HB 6669, an act protecting patients and prohibiting unnecessary healthcare costs. The act, which seeks to reduce the costs of healthcare services for Connecticut residents. The act is extensive and is aimed at increasing competition in the healthcare market, heightening price transparency, and reducing prescription drug costs. We have summarized key provisions of the act below. Payer-provider contracting requirements. A. Effective July 1, 2024, the Act prohibits healthcare providers, carriers, plan administrators, and any entities that contract on their behalf from offering, soliciting, requesting, renewing, or entering into healthcare contracts that directly or indirectly include all-or-nothing clauses, anti-steering clauses, anti-tiering clauses, or gag clauses. Under the Act, any such clause in a healthcare contract, written policy, written procedure, or agreement entered into, renewed or amended on or after July 1, 2024 will be considered null and void. In addition, the Act requires that all contracts involving tiered networks must include a provision requiring that such health carrier provide to the participating provider, upon request, the participating provider's calculated score and related data, as available, and a description of the standards used for selecting and tiering participating providers. Under the Act, this must include definitions and specifications of measures related to factors like cost, quality, efficiency, and satisfaction used to develop standards and measure performance, a defined time period of at least 1 year to measure performance, and a summary of the grievance process established for participating providers to appeal the results of tiering decisions and performance measures. PBM practices and contracts. A. Effective October 1, 2023, on and after January 1, 2024, contracts between pharmacy benefits managers, PBMs, and 340B covered entities shall not contain any of the following: a reimbursement rate for a prescription drug that is less than the rate paid to non-340B pharmacies, a fee or adjustment that is not imposed on non-340B providers or pharmacies, a fee or adjustment that exceeds the fee or adjustment amount imposed on non-340B providers or pharmacies, any provision that prevents or interferes with a patient's choice to receive a drug from a 340B-covered entity, or any provision that excludes a 340B-covered entity from the PBM's network based on participation in the 340B program. In addition, PBMs will not be permitted to consider whether an entity is a 340B-covered entity when determining reimbursement rates. By January 1, 2025, the Office of Health Strategy will be required to report its analysis of PBMs' practices of prescription drug distribution, including, but not limited to, spread pricing arrangements, manufacturer rebates and transparency, fees charged, financial incentives for adding drugs to health plan formularies, and an evaluation of prescription drug distribution practices conducted by PBMs in other states. This report will provide recommendations to reduce prescription drug costs and regulate PBMs' drug discount card program. A. Effective October 1, 2023. The Act establishes a drug discount card program to be made available to all residents of Connecticut. The Act directs the Comptroller to pool prescription drug purchasing power to lower drug costs, negotiate discounts with manufacturers, centralize the purchasing of drugs, and establish volume discount contracting. It also requires the Comptroller to study the feasibility of centralizing statewide contracts to consolidate the purchasing of drugs by state agencies, state hospitals, state-operated mental health authorities, and other public entities. Registration for Pharmaceutical Marketing. A. Effective October 1, 2023. The Act requires pharmaceutical manufacturers that employ individuals to perform the duties of pharmaceutical sales representatives register annually as a pharmaceutical marketing firm in a form and manner prescribed by the Commissioner of Consumer Protection. The Department of Consumer Protection will post updated lists on its website of all individuals employed as pharmaceutical sales representatives. Annually, each firm will provide the commissioner with information including the number of contacts each sales representative